Talk Live. We're launching in hour number three. You bring up what you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. We give them away, so enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com. We sort of got into the police at the very end of the last hour, and I wanted to continue that. I know you each have in a police-related email. So, Mark, why don't we start with yours?
Yep, I've got one here from Patrick. It says, we were talking yesterday about the LAPD, and he says, I don't know why I feel the need to write and share, but I do. I grew up in L.A., left in 1990 for Seattle. At the time, I was only 21. Now, I got my fair share of trouble as a teenager, so I'm sure, to some extent, I deserve some of what I got. But I recall several encounters with the LAPD and my treatment by them as downright despicable. I was once pulled over immediately after leaving my high school parking lot for failing to use a directional. I did, but that's the reason I was stopped. I had two passengers who could hear my old Datsun B210 turn signal clicking away loudly as they did. Tick, tick, tick. You remember how those
sure.
The old ones were.
I used to have a 70s Toyota pickups. I know exactly that sound.
Yep. When I was stopped, the officer asked for my papers and suddenly asked, while I was getting them, why I was pulled over. He said, failure to signal. Now, I won't go into why he has no way from his vantage point to be able to actually see that, but my immediate reaction without thinking to him was, yes, I did. Without any compunction whatsoever, he demanded I get out of the car, and as I was doing so, he grabbed me and pulled me around the door and threw me down the hood, holding my hand behind my back and pushing my head down on the hood, screaming at me something along the lines of, do you want to get your butt kicked by this black MF cop right here in front of your friends for acting stupid? And he rambled on. Obviously a 17-year-old, I quickly became respectful and obedient as possible for fear that he'd do just that. He scared the crap out of me, and I can honestly say that I never meant what I said to be rude or disrespectful. If anything, I was simply reacting to something I knew to be false.
It was an accusation.
Mm-hmm. I escaped that day with just a ticket, but this isn't the only bad encounter I've had with them. Of course, I've had great encounters also, but what I think most police don't understand is that when so many encounters are bad, it's difficult to view them on the whole as nothing more than jackbooted thugs.
Absolutely.
Just prior to leaving L.A. for Seattle, I drove through the tunnel in Sepulveda, one of L.A.'s longest-running streets. The tunnel, dividing the city of L.A. from the valley. I noticed that somebody had plastered huge posters of Escape L.A., literally hundreds, maybe thousands, all over the tunnel walls.
Awesome
and
movie, Snake Plissken rocks.
I remember thinking, how apropos. I've never looked back except for some family, especially due to the environment down there. I especially don't miss the LAPD at all. And still, to this very day, every time a cop puts his lights on behind me, my heart sinks, starts to race.
Yep.
And I have to go through the mental motions of calming myself down before he gets up to talk to me for fear of him thinking that there's something I'm hiding, which would just give him another reason for, to look for trouble. It's too bad to see things down there never seem to change, even when they change police chiefs. Fighting for the libertarian fight.
They're changing, all right. They're getting worse. Things are getting more violent, and the cops are getting more... These cops in the protests earlier this week
mm-hmm.
in Los Angeles, no badges. Who the hell are these guys?
Yeah, right.
You know, they could be anybody.
They could really be.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Fighting the libertarian fight, talking to friends and family, is so difficult when they are inculcated with the dogma of the state. They know you, which is right off the bat a strike against you, as you aren't seen as one with any real authority on the subject at hand, no matter how logical your arguments may be. I had so many political questions in my youth that nobody could answer to my satisfaction. I felt lost as a kid growing up because I couldn't really identify anything that I saw or heard. Then I met Mr. Jorgensen, my first year JC government professor. I'm not sure what a JC is.
Junior college.
Gotcha. Who gave his class the world's smallest political quiz. The first week and I knew immediately I had found a home. The irony being, now I had to sit through a semester with an openly out, self-identified socialist. So much
hey,
so.
I'll give that guy credit. You know, even if he's an openly out socialist, at least he gave out that world's smallest political quiz.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
So he's so much a socialist that, in fact, the school mandated that he preface all his test questions with, according to Mr. Jorgensen, the answer is, which is kind of comical.
I find it interesting that a socialist would give out the world's smallest political quiz.
I do, too.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty accurate.
It is accurate, but when that LEF on that law enforcement forums thing went down, someone from the BBS went over to the law enforcement forums and posted that, and
right.
Their response was, well, this is a libertarian.
Right. The response is, it's designed so you'll turn out to be a libertarian.
A lot of people believe that, and over time, I've come to believe otherwise. I give the test to liberals, they come out liberal.
Yep.
Sometimes a little more, sometimes you don't know whether you're liberal or conservative and you might be libertarian simply because that term just doesn't exist in most people's vocabulary.
Right.
Yeah, there are some instances, as someone who's given the test out to probably a few thousand people, there are some instances, obviously, where people are going to get surprised,
mm-hmm.
where they think they're something, but according to their, at least the way they answered the quiz, they are something else entirely. They thought they were liberal, but they're actually more conservative
than
they
believe. It's just that they care more about the social issues, so therefore they identify as a liberal more.
Right. So it's really, it's a great quiz. By the way, you can link to it from our website, from our links page, or just go to theadvocates.org. They're the creators of the quiz, and it's great.
Well, I'm an anarchist at heart. I'm totally willing to live in a minarchy as opposed to what we have now. Having said that,
who wouldn't want a nicer gang?
I can honestly say that between the time I found myself in that government class back in 1986 and just last year, I've not seen or heard of anyone, anything, or any party or group doing so much or able to reach so many as Free Talk Live. This is the
wow.
This is the
little back patting.
Yeah, that's all this is in here. It's great, and he does well at it. During the entire time, I felt hopeless, believing things could never change. Fearful of repeating.
That's what we were talking about last night. Defeated Americans, even people like him
mm-hmm.
who had found liberty,
mm-hmm.
defeated.
Yep. Fearful of repeating the history of socialism. Finding FTL, the dialogue between you two, the guests, the stories, is ever inspiring and energizing and reinforces the beliefs that I've held for so long. Helps me give ammo for when I venture out into my daily life. I can speak about topics with authority. And for anyone questioning, I can give them a Free Talk Live card, which I made, and direct them to your site. I found a home once again. I'm a podcast listener who has to listen to every episode, and quite frankly, feels lost if I go too long without. Therefore, I cannot fathom a better way of helping to bring this message to the nation as Amping Free Talk Live. Currently, I have a FTL bumper sticker on my car, which is huge. I never put anything on my car.
Wow.
I wear my FTL beanie or cap, depending on the weather, and I engage folks when they ask me about the FTL logo. I occasionally put one of the FTL buttons on my blog with a link back to FTL. Outside of calling the local radio stations, which I will do, I can't think of anything else I can do that would better serve this endeavor at this time as to up my AMP dollars. Free Talk Live may very well be the most important thing going for Liberty, and I want to help. Please take my AMP pledge from $10 a month to 50 at your earliest convenience.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know you haven't read this yet.
And, pretty awesome.
And know that you have many listeners, I'm sure, who have never called the show or participated on the BBS.
Absolutely.
That are ever so grateful to have you out there espousing the message of liberty and talking to and taking to task the socialists that plague this planet.
Yeah.
Please accept my deepest gratitude for all you're doing and doing a phenomenal job and have definitely re-energized me. My next major goal is now being the Free State Project.
That's awesome.
Patrick.
What a great email.
Yeah, it's nice.
I recommend he gets a stamp and stamps his money if he's really into Free Talk Live.
That's a lot of fun. Yeah.
I get bills back, and we actually got, I got another stamp from a stamp that was not mine.
Just out of nowhere. You happened to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
And did that have a Free Talk Live?
It had Free Talk Live, Free State Project, and Downsize DC.
Yeah, somebody had like a triple stamp going on. So I think that's a great idea, and you know what? There are some really cool ideas on the Free Talk Live BBS. There's a sub-forum there called Promoting Liberty. It's where the most active of the, I think, Free Talk Live listeners, as far as their activism is concerned, will gather together and share ideas and critique one another, and I think that's a neat place to go and find ideas, like the stamp idea and others as well. And you know what? Gosh, emails like that just warm my heart.
Mm-hmm.
It nice
makes
to make
you feel
a
good
difference.
For doing this.
Yep. 800-259-9231. Maybe I'll actually make some money at it someday. This is your show. You can take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system awaits over 225,000 posts, almost 250,000. Over 1,400 people interacting. It's all for free. Lots of different stuff to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all. bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Continuing the discussion about the police, Julia has an email about the cops.
Julia, this event happened to me last weekend. I was traveling on I-540 in Arkansas on my way home from a weekend with family. I got the flashing lights and pulled over on an off-ramp. I put the car in park and cracked the window open about an inch and put my hands in my lap. I know I should have put them on the wheel, but I was already pretty nervous. I don't do drugs, hang out with people who do, or even drink, so there was nothing illegal in my car. The first thing the cop said was, "Roll down your window." I told him I could hear him just fine. Somehow the busted video words were not occurring to me here. I need to watch it a few hundred more times, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
From this point on, the officer is shouting at me, "Roll down your window." I should have actually done it at this point. I was trying to indicate that I wasn't consenting to a search. He opened the door. That's brazen. Are they allowed to do that?
He has a gun.
He opened the door and told me to get out of the car. He had me put my hands on the push bumper of the cruiser and walk my feet back towards him. He felt under my shirt, down my legs, put his hands in my pockets, and felt the inside of my shoes with his fingers. Keep in mind, I've never been patted down in my life, or even been asked to get out of the car by a cop, except one time when I was going...
Wait. He put his hands in the person's pockets?
Yes.
That's not a Terry Pat. That's an illegal search, if I've ever heard one.
Yeah.
I'm not a lawyer, but as I understand police roadside pullovers... They have the ability to do what they call a Terry Pat, and it's based on a case, Terry versus the Supreme Court or whatever, from Wendover, that basically says that if an officer has some reason to believe that he or she could be threatened by a weapon, then they have the ability to pat your person down and also search the immediate vicinity, your grabbable vicinity of your vehicle, in order to assure themselves that you are indeed not packing heat or, you know, ready to slice them up with a knife. And so they have the ability to touch you on the outside of your clothing, and if they feel something that they believe to be a weapon, that can be removed. However, actually inserting their hands into your pockets, inserting their fingers into your shoes, I don't think that's fully legal.
That's fine and dandy. But when you're being pulled over, you're terrified, your heart's racing.
What do you do?
You certainly can't say, you can't do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Right,
what
especially with a cop that's going to throw your door open and you know, push you up against the bumper of his car.
Right. And what can you do about it in court? I mean, you could probably get the ticket removed or maybe the fine lessened, and I guess then you're supposed to feel lucky that you didn't have to pay the full fine or didn't have to pay the fine, but you still got harassed.
Yeah,
right.
It's
and
your
think
word
about all the
his.
Time you invest exactly. In trying to get this guy busted, who's probably going to lie about what happened, get him busted for doing this illegal pat-down. You know, if you tried to fight him off physically and like, "I'm not coming out of my car," you're going to get your teeth busted in. You're going to jail. You know, and then they're going to fine charges, and then you're really going to be in. You're going to be out some money trying to fight this.
I've got an adrenaline rush right now just thinking about cops and getting pulled over. My heart races when I get pulled over.
Yeah, it's scary stuff.
It's scary.
You're dealing with an armed man that that believes he has power and is willing to use it at a moment's notice, and they're like dangerous, vicious animals. You don't know how to deal with them. You got to be very careful.
A potentially dangerous, vicious animal.
Yeah.
At some point in time, this cop threatened to arrest me. While he was searching me, he told me, shouting, of course, that his request had nothing to do with whether or not I could hear him, that he needed to see if there were any intoxicants.
Oh, he was shouting, in case you couldn't hear him.
Yeah.
Standing 3 feet away from you.
He didn't say whether he wanted to check my breath for alcohol or check my floorboards for crack, so I wasn't sure. He let me go back to the car and ask for my license and proof of insurance, which I provided to him. While I was retrieving them, he immediately started asking questions. "Where are you coming from?" he shouted. "I'd rather not say," I said. "You know you're obstructing an investigation. If you don't answer, we may have to take this a step further. Where are you going?"
No. Are you conducting a criminal investigation, sir?
Yes.
That's the question. Yes? Then I'd like to talk to my attorney if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what the outcome would be if you were to answer like that, though.
But that's the question.
You wouldn't be able to do anything. I mean,
he really can't. Now, you're likely to get the ticket, whatever
right.
it is that he's liable to give you, and that's the problem.
Can you read that line from the cop again, the threat that basically came at the quote from the cop?
If you don't answer, we may have to take this a step further.
Right, that's a typical cop line of, it's just a scare line. There's no real, he's got nothing, right? He doesn't have anything on his side except his ability to lie to you and scare you. So, we may have to take this a step further. Well, what's that mean? What are you going to do? Because I don't have to answer your probing questions about my activities and where I've been going and where I'm coming from.
Well, he's going to tell you what he can do. He said that he had to know these things because he could terminate my right to travel. I told him that I thought I had the right to not to say anything. Incriminating. Are you going to say something incriminating, he said. I repeated my assertion of my Fifth Amendment right. I haven't Mirandized you yet, he said.
Oh, you don't have a Fifth Amendment until I give it to you.
Yeah.
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 He indicated that my answers couldn't be used against me if I hadn't been read my rights.
You know what my concern is? You know what my concern is? Yeah, that's absolutely a lie. Is, you know, I read in the news all the time of people faking to be police officers and doing all kinds of criminal activity.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know that this police officer that we're talking is in fact a police officer?
He's got a badge.
So do the fake ones.
He's got a car.
So do the fake ones.
He's got a uniform.
So do the fake ones.
Mm.
He's just a really good fake, perhaps.
Maybe.
So why in the world am I listening to you? You could be a criminal.
Could be. As far as I'm concerned, he is a criminal. And this is typical of the police, this sort of these scare tactics and lying. You know, you talk to the cops, we get the good guy cops calling the show to come to the defense of their profession, right? But the fact is, every single day, people get pulled over, even in this guy's case. He didn't have drugs, he didn't have a gun in his car, anything like that. But yet the cop treated him like a criminal, the cop lied to him to try to extract information from him, and to say that it's okay to lie to people? This happens all the time, and the police are trained to lie to you. They're trained to deceive in order to get you to slip up and admit to something so they can charge you with a crime and arrest you. Is that the way police work should be done? Should police be trained to lie to people? Because that's what they do. And maybe in some departments they aren't trained to do it, but the fact is they sure as hell do. This is just one example.
I stood my ground, and he eventually went back to his car and returned with a ticket. Finally, in a normal speaking voice, he said I could roll down my window or open the door. It was my choice. Since he was going to have me sign the ticket, and he'd already conducted a search anyway, I opened my door, I signed the ticket, which is a promise to appear in court. I would have refused, but for all I know, this guy might have actually arrested me. He told me to watch my speed and be sure to fasten my seatbelt. To be honest, this was a huge deal for me. It doesn't sound like much, nothing like like Lauren Canario and Russell Canning have gone through, but to me, this was a stretch further than I've ever been willing to go before.
More on the way, 800-259-9231. We'll analyze this case a little bit more, plus a photographic journalist attacked by the police in Miami. We'll give you that story. This is Free Talk Live.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. Callex.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-3955. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-3955. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-3955. That's 1-800-441-3955.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge. Plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control. Bring up what you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The archives are there. An entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website. You download them. They're free. freetalklive.com. We've been talking about the police. Julia just read an email. I think there's actually a few more sentences, at least, to this email. But essentially, it's one of our listeners who was pulled over by the police. He cracked his window in order to talk to the cop. And the reason people tell you to crack your window when you're talking to the cops is that, well, it's a crack, so you can still slip your driver's license and your registration through it, and they can take that back to their car. And, you know, the idea is you don't really know who the cops are. You don't know, as Mark pointed out, that if it's an imposter cop or not.
Right.
And so better to be safe rather than sorry. And in this particular case, the cop yanked open the person's door, pulled him out of their vehicle and put them up against the hood of the police car, and then proceeded to just read them the riot act on, you know, their behavior, et cetera, and how he's a big tough cop and he's scary, and he threatened them and lied to the person. And it's just typical cop tactics. And people wonder why no one likes the cops.
Well, I can't say that.
No one. But nobody I know likes the cops, okay? Most people, I think most young people that have ever had a friend who's been harassed by the police are of the same opinion. They don't appreciate the cops. They don't like the job the cops are doing out there. They understand that they're good for some things, But in many cases, they're just harassing people.
I don't think that anybody feels good when they see the lights behind them.
I don't think so either.
Anybody.
But yes, I want, you know, police always wonder to themselves, why do Americans not like us? Well, you're jerks. And you're mean.
Well,
maybe you personally
are. Generalization.
Maybe you personally aren't, if you're a law enforcement officer listening, but your coworkers sure as hell are. And you're liars. You lie to people, you threaten them, and you scare them. And you're enforcing bad laws on top of all that. Before we jump back into this email, there's a very extensive article. It's like a 13-minute piece and a video segment. 13-minute video segment, and there's an article that goes with it at CBS News about snitching. About the stop snitching movement that's apparently gaining popularity, especially
in
not necessarily in prison.
No, I wouldn't imagine it's doing very well in prison.
Amongst the rap music listening sort of audience, that sort of thing. And they point out throughout the article that in many neighborhoods it has become standard policy to not snitch at all, regardless of what the crime is. If you witness a murder, you don't snitch. Otherwise, you know, you'll be known as a snitch, and that'll ruin your reputation and possibly bring consequences, et cetera, et cetera. And they actually bring kids into this the story, kids from 14 to 19, and they ask them questions about this. And according to the story here, one of the young men, the 14-year-old boy, asked if he trusts the police. Alex tells Anderson Cooper no. Why not? Quote, because there's been numerous times I've been walking, just being a regular American citizen, and getting stopped for no reason, unquote. And I saw the video footage on this, and I'll post this on the BBS later so you can see it for yourself. But this looks like a very nice young, and he's a young black boy, and just a nice kid. He's very got a great demeanor about him, but the police have harassed him just because they're cops. And in many cases, redneck, racist cops that just hate black people and hate Hispanics,
well,
and just picking on people because they can.
And, you know, they often go after young people and young men especially just because, you know, they're like, that particular demographic is likely to commit crimes.
Especially young black people.
Well,
to be very targeted.
Right, well, it's because a lot of cops are white rednecks, and they don't like black people, and so they use their authority to pick on them. And so here's a young man who, if he hadn't been picked on the police, might have a more favorable impression of them. If his friends hadn't been arrested by the police for possessing marijuana or some other piddly consensual so-called crime, maybe people would have more respect for the cops. If the cops want people to respect them, they need to start treating people like human beings.
I hate the cops, and I hate to say that. I don't like hating the cops, but it's because they frighten me. Every time I get pulled over, they harass me. I've had far more negative experience.
And you're a white girl.
Yeah. And I look like a librarian, so I don't look like a hooligan or anything like that.
Well, we've said it before, and I think that we'd go a long, long way to returning respect to law enforcement by doing away with the war on drugs.
That's one of the things they cite in this article. They say here that that's one of the main reasons. Kennedy says it's partly because of police tactics used to fight the war on drugs.
Right.
This is what's pissing people off.
These guys got into law enforcement in order to do good. That was why they started doing it. You know, let's hope that's the reason.
Theoretically. Many of them, that's what they'll tell you.
Let's say that's the reason. Some of them probably want to have power over people and abuse it, but
that's absolutely
my experience with law enforcement officers is that the vast majority of them, I'd say 75% was a number I came up with at one point, 75% of them just want to do their jobs, do well. Some of them are, you know, really want to do well, and some of them are just sort of doing jobs, and they're somewhere in that category. And very few of them are, you know, power-hungry meanies. There's enough of them that it scares you in general. You know, so if we could get rid of this war on drugs, there wouldn't be the reason for all these, you know, invasions and doing, you know, violating the Bill of Rights and all that kind of thing. It fixed the problem.
So the reason that the stop snitching movement has become so popular isn't because people want to protect murderers. It's because people hate the police. They hate the police more than they're scared of the murderers.
Yep.
They hate the idea of being seen as cooperating with these violent thugs known as the police. And that's where it comes
from. If you snitch someone out, the police come to investigate a crime, you're probably the first suspect on their list.
That is how it sometimes tends to work. So, Julia, let's continue the email here, the final thoughts of this email.
All right. As Ian often says, this stuff is pretty scary. I could have been arrested, I suppose. I shouldn't be afraid, getting pulled over for a speeding ticket. But this proves to me that cops are not out there to protect our rights. They are out to lie to us, intimidate us, humiliate us, and violate our rights any way they can get away with. It also showed me that I can insist on my rights. Maybe I'll get harassed for it, but I can do it. The cops will try to project their power and take advantage of ignorant people who are and take advantage of the ignorance people normally display. We have power too, and if we don't exercise our rights, someday they will not exist. From Michael.
Absolutely agree. In fact, I was watching some more footage from the Los Angeles protests. The protests that were broken up by the police a couple of days ago in L.A., the about 50, if not more, police the amount of violence that was used against these innocent people, mothers and fathers and children with strollers, I mean, just regular folk being batoned and pushed and shoved and having their possessions just thrown around and just generally disrespected by these people. It was so disgusting to watch, and more footage continues to come out. We've got a thread on our BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com with sort of all of the different footage that some of our listeners have found. And one of them is by this guy who does a video game video podcast of some sort. And he was there. I think he's called the Game Jew, I think is what he calls himself.
Oh, my.
And I think he can do that because he's Jewish.
He can do it.
But he had a 10 or 11 minute long piece of footage that he had shot because he was there. That was, it's just amazing to watch these people be harassed and assaulted by the police. They showed one of the rubber bullets that they were shooting at people. These things are scary. They're very large and they're very, very hard, and multiple people ended up with very nasty welts.
Didn't 10 people go to the hospital?
I think 10 cops went to the hospital. I'm not sure how many regular folk went to the hospital. But one of the things I found interesting was some of the interviews, because he was sort of interviewing people as he was going about shooting the footage. And one of the interviews was people as they were running away from the cops were basically saying, you know, one day we're going to be ready for the cops. I don't want this to come to a violent revolution. I don't think that's the way for things to go. But the fact is, if the cops keep pushing people, if the cops keep continuing to initiate violence on people, inevitably someone's going to turn it back around on them. I hope it doesn't happen, but people are talking about doing it now. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you
you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at our store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com to begin your Free Talk Live shopping experience. Store.freetalklive.com. We got brand new items. The hottest selling item ever is still in a pre-order phase. Get your hands on it while you still can. We're only going to sell 100 of these things. The Free Talk Live multi-gadget, 2 gigabytes, MP3 player, flash drive, FM tuner, and voice recorder, all in one. And those are just a few of the features this thing has for less than $60. You got that, all of our older items, also the Free Talk Live ladies' t-shirts in two colors, two different types of Free Talk Live hoodies, pullover and zippered style. Also the Free Marketeer t-shirt, the new Free Talk Live beanie cap, and the Free Talk Live bottle opener lighter. Combo.
Right.
So all there, all in the pre-order phase, store.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Brian in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hey, just wanted to put a plug in for the Free State Project. 23, I'm going to be moving up there in sometime after February, before the end of the year.
Congratulations.
And, any of those people out there?
Sometime after February?
Yeah, I got to wait for my lease to run out at the time.
Oh, so you mean next year,
2008.
Next year, yeah.
Excellent. What was on your mind?
Anybody else? No, that's about it. Just I want to throw out there, anybody that needs a reason to move up there other than that, just keep in mind that New Hampshire has beer stations, but they sell gas there also.
Beer stations?
Beer stations. Have you never been to an actual gas station? Notice they sell beer and wine in their gas stations?
Do they not do that in Massachusetts?
No, they don't.
Oh, well, they do that in other places.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So there you go.
That's one reason to move if you live in Massachusetts. Yet another one of the multitude of reasons. I mean, there's more than just that in Massachusetts as far as to move up here. But one of the negative things here in New Hampshire is that the liquor is sold in state liquor stores.
Do they do that in Massachusetts?
No, they don't.
No, they don't. It's awful down here. The Packies close, I think, at 8 o'clock, either 8 or 9, and they're only open until, I think, 6 on Sundays.
At least, at least in Massachusetts, individuals can actually own their own packaged liquor store. Here in New Hampshire, that's not possible.
That is true.
They do still have the state-mandated liquor tax down here, though, which New Hampshire doesn't have that I love.
I believe there was an article on NHFree.com that said, what, do they make $86 million a year or something? Was it million or billion?
I believe it was million.
Million?
I believe it was million. I caught that article. It was pretty in-depth. It was interesting.
Well, Brian, we'll see you up here. Are you going to make it up for Porkfest in June?
I will be there. I'm coming up Wednesday night. I'm actually going to be running the sports events there. So, come on out. If anybody has any ideas, go on the NHFree site and start throwing out some ideas for outdoor events to go on during the week.
Very cool, Brian. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Speaking of NHFree.com, as we mentioned earlier this week, the proprietor of NHFree.com, one of the two proprietors, Russell Canning, is now free. He is no longer in jail here in Keene, New Hampshire, and I'm going to have him on the show tomorrow night. Oh, wait, no. I'm thinking it's Friday.
It feels like Friday.
It does feel like Friday because Julia's here. Russell Canning will be on Free Talk Live Saturday night, 7 o'clock, starting the show with Russell Canning and an in-studio interview. We'll get him to tell his story from his perspective of why he was arrested, what things were like for him in jail, what his strategy is, what he's got planned for the future. He's an amazing activist, and we'll have him here. So if you've got a question for Russell Canning,
I got a couple.
Start figuring them out now and get ready to call in on Saturday night because he's going to be here with us. 800-259-9231. I said I got another cop story since it's sort of a cop theme this hour. This one from The Raw Story. Miami freelance reporter and photojournalist Carlos Miller, who's in the past written for Raw Story, was arrested on the evening of February 20th, 2007, while photographing police at the scene of a car accident. On foot and allegedly carrying $10,000 worth of equipment, Miller was on assignment for an online news site called Category 305. He says that he was, quote, working on an article about the ongoing transition of Biscayne Boulevard from seedy motel strip to trendy urban center. Miller says that he was first assaulted by the officers, who he believes then arrested him on trumped-up charges in order to cover up the assault. The arrest took place on Biscayne Boulevard. Miller happened onto the scene of what appeared to be a car accident, where a group of five police officers was questioning a suspect on the torn-up side of Biscayne, which is closed to traffic. He says he was roughly 20 feet away when he began shooting photos of the fracas, and was soon approached by a female officer, whom he would later identify as Officer Reed. Now, we've seen this before. I've seen it in video footage, where if a cop watcher, someone who stumbles upon a scene where the police had pulled someone over, if a cop watcher approaches with a video camera, all of a sudden, the police's interest changes from interviewing the suspect to harassing the video, the videographer,
mm-hmm.
or in this case, the photographer. According to Miller, Officer Reed asked if she could help him. Miller says he then identified himself by name and stated that he was a reporter on assignment. Reed says Miller told him the situation was a private matter and that he needed to keep moving. It's a public road, Miller says he told the officer. He says that he and Officer Reed repeatedly went back and forth with her demanding that he leave and him stating that he was on public property and not breaking any laws. He says he kept explaining to the officer that he was just doing his job. That's a great line, by the way. That's the one they use all the time.
Right.
Why shouldn't it work for us? Miami police didn't respond for repeated requests for comment. According to Miller, things became violent when the officers on the scene appeared to have lost interest in the person they were questioning and turned their attentions on him. The commanding police officer, whom Miller would later identify as Sergeant Raming, allegedly grabbed Miller by the elbow and escorted him to the other side of the street, while he continued to snap photos. The police report tells a very different story about the arrest. The report claims Miller was causing a commotion in the middle of the street when police approached him and that he didn't identify himself or state that he was a journalist. Miller is described as blocking traffic and refusing to move to the sidewalk, causing the already...
It would really matter if he wasn't a journalist. You know, there's a citizen that's taking pictures.
Right.
So what?
They don't like that sort of thing. It's a private matter, Mark.
No, it's not. I'm paying your damn paycheck. It's not a private matter, cop.
He allegedly caused the already heavy traffic to come to a near standstill. So this is also typical. You'll see the police just sort of make up their own version of the events.
What I love about the traffic comment coming to a standstill is here in New Hampshire, and they do this all over the place, cops pull people over and block up one lane of the road.
Well, the motorist slowed to stop to see what the commotion was about. The report further alleges that he refused police orders and became violent, saying, "This is a public road and I can do what the hell I want." When Miller was then told to place his hands behind his back, he resisted, according to the police report, by pulling his arms away, but then was arrested without further incident. Now, Miller told Rawls' story that he wasn't in the middle of the street and denied being violent. He said, quote, "How do you get violent while you're taking pictures? The last thing that I would do is get violent against five agitated police officers." The officers lied several times in their report in order to justify the arrest. Other officers followed and appeared angry that he was still photographing them, he says. He claims that one attempted to trip-kick him so that he would fall, but Miller maintained his balance, concerned that a fall would damage his expensive equipment. At that point, says Miller, an officer said, "He's resisting arrest!" Miller recounts that he over and over said, "I'm not resisting arrest," but to no avail. According to Miller, the officers then pounced on me, slamming me to the ground and twisting my arms behind me. One officer grabbed the back of my head and repeatedly punched my forehead into the sidewalk.
Good Lord.
Another officer continually pulled my right hand backward in a 90-degree angle, causing me to scream out in pain. Miller says that he pleaded with them to ease up, but that one officer at the scene, whom Miller hasn't identified, said, "If you don't shut up, I'm going to tase you." After that, he didn't say another word. Several police officers then allegedly dragged Miller to a police vehicle and manhandled him, confiscating his camera, batteries, memory cards, and other notebooks. Miller was arrested and charged with five counts of failure to obey a police order, with an additional count each for obstructing justice, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest.
Disorderly conduct. They love that one.
Yeah, well, how about failure to obey a police order? What if they told you to jump off a cliff? What kind of stupid law is that?
Yeah. You got five counts of that. In a written statement issued to Raw Story, he notes that he's been a professional journalist for more than 10 years, having spent many years covering police activities around the country, and until now has never been assaulted or arrested by police officers on any of my assignments. He goes on, he's of Colombian descent, points out internal discrepancies with the police report where it appears to conflict not only with Miller's allegations, but also with the officer's own accounts of the arrest. They couldn't get it straight. For example, one part of the police report states he was in the middle of the street when the police first noticed him, yet later states the police escorted him to the middle of the street.
Right.
And then Miller's photographs even show that he was on or near the sidewalk with the police approaching him.
I'm surprised he got the camera back.
From the street. In fact, I don't know if the article mentions that. I believe he did actually.
He must if they had the pictures, right?
But nonetheless, this is just another example of the police absolutely out of control, believing they are separate from everyone else. They're better than you. You got a camera, they hate you. And in this case, they attacked this man. Just like they attacked the camera people in Los Angeles, it's happening all around the country. L.A., Miami, New York City. It's just getting worse. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Craig Walt.